Amen. Why don't you stand this morning? Amen. Well, let's turn to a familiar scripture because I just have to deal with it, right? I mean, as pastors, sometimes you just have to deal with it. So I'm going to deal with it this morning. Turn over to 2 Timothy 1:7. 2 Timothy 1:7. So good to see all of you this morning. Man, that's a good crowd. Good to have you today. Amen. Paul writing Timothy. And what did Paul write Timothy? He said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind." Wow, isn't that the truth this morning? Let's hold up your Bible. Let's say it like we mean it today. Come on. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess, my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same, in Jesus' name. Amen. Bump somebody and say, "No fear here." Come on, do the bump. Praise God. No fear here. You may be seated. Hallelujah. I think that second song, what was the name of that second song you guys did this morning? God's So Love. Man, there was a reggae beat in that. Did you guys catch that out? I was just waiting for the steel drums to come in. I was like, man, this is awesome, man. That's such a great song. I can't help it. I love music, guys. It's just, it's in me, right? And it was just good. It was so good. God is good. Amen. So I want to tell you, man, God doesn't want people going crazy. He gave us a sound mind, not a crazy mind. There's so much craziness around the world with all this going on and the projection that's come across. And anytime you turn on the news, if you do, and I tell you, you shouldn't right now, but if you do, it's all about this corona thing going on, right? But I want to tell you, God has not given us as believers a spirit of fear. We don't have a spirit of dread, a spirit of fear, a spirit of I'm going to get something or take something or catch something. You know, I mean, I'm going to tell you, God has not given us that spirit of fear. We do not walk in fear. We walk in faith. We walk by faith. Amen? We don't walk by fear. We walk by faith. We walk by God's love for us. We walk in the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit that's in us. Amen? You have power in you this morning. You have authority in you this morning. Praise God. You're a weapon for good. Amen? Not of mass destruction, but of good. Praise God. And he says, we don't have the spirit of fear, but we have power, love, and a sound mind. Amen? So we don't carry fear. We don't go by the world's report. We go by the Word's report. His report, there was an old song said, his report says, "I am healed." Hallelujah. And that's the way we are. His report says, "I am blessed." His report says, "I am in good health. I'm strong." Hallelujah. Amen. We walk in his unconditional love for us. 1 John 4:18. Look at 1 John 4:18. Amen. Thank you, Lord. You're so good. There is no what? There is no fear. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. So there's so many believers. I walked into a place this week, and there's a little young lady who was waiting on me, and we got talking a little bit, and she said, "I am so afraid." I said, "Pardon me?" She said, "I'm so afraid." I said, "What are you afraid of?" She said, "I'm afraid of dying." I said, "Pardon me?" She said, "I'm afraid of dying." Church, I want to tell you something. This is a great opportunity for us to share all about Jesus to people. Because they're out there, they're scared, they're panicking, they're carrying on. And I said, "You're afraid of dying from what?" And she was about 20 years old. "I'm afraid of dying from this virus." I said, "You don't have to be afraid." I said, "God loves you so much." I said, "You know what? You're young. You know what? If it came up on you, you'd get over it. Don't be afraid. Walk in peace. Jesus loves you." I had an opportunity to minister to her. By the time I left, she was smiling and feeling so much better. Jesus would do that for you. Amen? Man, but the world is in such panic. Christians should be at such peace. When the world is panicking, we're in peace. Man, we're in this peace zone. We got shalom working in our life, right? Nothing lacking, nothing broken in our life. Man, I'm not afraid to go anywhere in the world right now. If God said go to Italy, I would go to Italy and eat some pasta. Hallelujah, right? Praise God, man. Amen. God's not, there's no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves what? Torment. People are being tormented out of fear today. And what's projected out there and what people are telling, they don't tell you how many people have already recovered from this thing. They just report how many are sick. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot that have recovered. Amen. A lot's gone through it. In fact, some of you probably already went through it this year and didn't even know it. Right? Man, so the ultimate weapon against trouble is the knowledge that trouble is only temporary. No matter what the devil throws at you or brings to you, it is subject to change. Are you listening to me this morning? Amen? So the Apostle Paul had more trouble during his time than most of anybody on this earth. But Paul was not troubled by his trouble. Paul troubled his trouble. You need to learn how to trouble what's troubling you this morning. You need to walk not in trouble, but in the peace of God. But if trouble comes your way, rest assured, trouble will come to pass. Amen. He knew he had a shield against trouble. His shield was God's word in his heart and in his life. The word of God will never fail you. So I want to look a few minutes. Let's turn over to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Look what Paul said. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8. We are hard pressed. That's what you hear from the world. We are hard pressed on every side. Gloom, despair, excessive misery. Deep, dark depression is set in on me. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. That's what you, the news is the most negative thing you can listen to. It will, if you listen to it, it's geared to stir up your emotions. It's geared to cause fear to come in your life, panic to take over your life. I think there's like 2,000 cases in America right now, and there's a panic going on. Like, really? People are hoarding. People are fighting and stabbing each other over toilet paper. Are you kidding me? Here, you can have my roll. The world would say we are hard pressed on every side, but the world doesn't tell you this, yet not crushed. We might be hard pressed, but we're not crushed. It may be pressing us in a little bit, but we're not going to be crushed by a word from the world. We are perplexed. That's what the world would say. You get on the news, oh, we're perplexed. We don't know enough about this thing. We don't know what's going to happen with this thing. Oh, we don't know what's going to take over. Oh, it may kill us all. Why do you get to go to heaven? Hello? Turn to somebody and say, you do have a date mark on you, right? You're by that food, you ever look at your food and it's an expiration date on it? Turn to somebody and say, you've got one of those too. You have an expiration date. Isn't that good news? For the believer, it should be. Amen, because this life, amen, we're just passing through. Now, I know we don't all want to go right now, right? Praise God. But at some point, I'm telling you, unless the rapture takes place, you're out of here, baby. Right? But thank God that's not the end. We have eternal life. That's what we live for. That's what we, man, that's awesome. It doesn't begin at death. It begins when you believe. So the world is perplexed. We're not perplexed. In fact, the world is perplexed, but we're not in despair, Paul said. Isn't that good news, man? Look at the next one, man. I love this. Persecuted. We're persecuted. I've been persecuted this week. All who live godly in Christ Jesus shall be persecuted. If you're not persecuted, you got to check out if you're godly. Come on. Because you're going to get persecuted. People are going to say things about you as your belief. They're going to say, oh, you really believe in that healing stuff? Yeah, I do. You really believe in prospering? Yeah, I do. You really believe in walking in divine health? Yeah, I do. You really believe you can live to be 120? Oh, yeah, I do. My grandson, that's his favorite slang anymore. He says, I do. You ask him something, he says, I do. Amen. I believe in that. Persecuted but not forsaken. Jesus said he would never, ever, 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 ever leave us or forsake us. Never, ever, even in coronavirus, whatever. Amen. Struck down, but what? Struck down, but not destroyed. You might be struck down. You might get a cold. You might get a virus, right? You might be struck down for a little bit, but you're not going to be destroyed. God's with you. Hallelujah. You've got the wisdom of God. God will tell you where to go, where not to go, what to do, what not to do, who to shake hands with, who not to shake hands with, and give them a bump, right? I am not afraid to shake hands with any one of you by this morning. I hugged several of you, so, but not destroyed. Next verse. Always caring about in the body. Always caring about in the body. Always caring about in this body the dying of the Lord. Why am I always caring about in this body the dying of the Lord? Why is that on my mind and my heart? Because it's through the dying of the Lord that I'm healed. It's through the suffering of Jesus that I'm healed. By his stripes, I am healed. So I'm always caring about in this body, amen, in the body, the dying of the Lord, that the life of Jesus, that the life of Jesus, that the life of Jesus, I'm caring about the dying of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested where? Where? In our body. When I'm caring about on my heart, on my mind, knowing that I'm in the full covenant relationship with God, not in the old, but in the new covenant, amen. There I'm caring about what he did for me on the cross, and because I carry that about in my mind and in my heart, then the life of Jesus is going to manifest. Hallelujah! Woo! That is good news. Amen. I've got the manifestation of the life of Christ in me. Man, that is good. Wow. God, you are so good. We know in John, I hope we know, look at John 1. I hope you know this. In John 1, we talked about this, John 1, 1, some of my favorite verses, because John, he just kind of, you know, proclaimed Jesus in a different light than the other Gospels. And John proclaimed Jesus this way at the beginning. He said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, amen. And then verse 14, look at verse 14, amen, drop down. And the word became, the spoken word became flesh, hallelujah. Dwell among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Aren't you glad Jesus is full of it? Amen. What's he full of? He's full of grace and he's full of truth. Therefore, Jesus is the Word. Jesus is the Word. So, looking at verse 10 and 11, if you go back there to 2 Corinthians 10 and 11, so you can see what he's saying. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also, the Word of God, might be manifested in our body. Might be manifested in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life, the Word of God, the life, the Word of God, might be manifested in our body. Amen. In verse 16, drop on down to verse 16. Amen. To preach the gospel in the regions beyond you and not to boast another man's sphere of accomplishments. Amen. No, you were supposed to be back in, chapter 4, brother. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Let's go there. There you go. Therefore, we do not. Turn to somebody and say, don't lose heart. Therefore, we do not. What? That word there. Therefore, we do not faint. We do not give up. We do not give in. Amen. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Woo! Glory to God. The inward man, the life of God, our spirit man, it's being renewed day by day. When you got up this morning, you have a brand new you in you. Man, you're being renewed in your, right here, hallelujah, in your spirit, you're being renewed day by day. We don't give up. We don't lose heart because we're being renewed. Why? Because there's life in the Word. And when we're in the Word and the Word is in us, there's life in the Word. Not death, life. He quickened our mortal bodies. It means He made them to come alive. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives. What? It's the Spirit. What do you have in you? You have the Spirit. You have the Spirit. What raised Jesus from the dead? The Spirit. Who lives in you? The Spirit. Amen? It's the Spirit who does what? Gives life. Gives who? Gives life. Gives zozo. Gives God life. Amen. Not world life, God life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and are life. So when we have the Word in us, the Word is always producing life, not death. So we take the Word over every virus, everything that comes against us, because the Word is always, 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 always manifesting life. Amen. Hallelujah. Man, God, you are so good. You are so good. Troubles in your way? It's all right. The inner man's being renewed day by day. You're facing something? That's all right. The inner man's being new day by day. I want you to look at verse 17, 2 Corinthians 4:17. Look what Paul called this. Paul called this, "For our light affliction, which is but our light affliction." Come on, somebody. Turn to somebody and bump them. Say light affliction. Amen. Light affliction. Somebody you might have to bump really hard this morning, right? Wake them up. "For our light affliction, which is but for a," everybody say a moment, "temporary." It's temporary. Our light affliction is temporary. It's just for a moment. Amen. Is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. I want to show you what Paul called light affliction. Turn over to 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and look at verse 23. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Y'all getting something out of this morning? Come on, raise your hands. Amen. You getting something out of this? All right, listen. "Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. Am I more? In labors more abundant, in stripes above measure." He was talking about the cat of nine tails being whipped, being beaten, right? "In prisons more frequently." Y'all been in prison lately? Y'all been beaten lately? "In deaths more often." Next verse, look at this. "From the Jews, 5 times I received 40 stripes minus one." Can you imagine if he took off his shirt what his body would look like? Because in the cat of nine tails that they used for whipping, they'd put metal and glass in there, and when they would whip it, they'd bring it back and they would tear in the flesh and they'd rip the flesh apart. And he says, 5 times I received that minus one. They were only allowed to do 39. Wow. Turn to somebody and say, "You ain't been through nothing, baby." Right? Next one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned." He's not talking about marijuana. Just saying. So you have to clarify that, right? "Once I was stoned." They'd take heavy stones and they'd throw at your head to try to kill you. The whole thing of stoning was to kill you. 3 times I was shipwrecked. "A night and a day have I been in the deep." He spent a night and a day in the water. Okay. Come on, somebody, amen over there. of journeys often in perils of water and perils of robbers and perils of my own countrymen and perils of the Gentiles and perils in the city and perils in the wilderness and perils in the sea and perils among false brethren. False brethren are the worst one to be in perils with. Wow. Look at this. In weariness and in toil and sleeplessness often, in hunger and thirst and fasting often, in cold and nakedness. And you know what Paul called this? We are so soft. I got to deal with a group of millennials this week. Now, if you're a millennial, I don't put you just in this place, right? But I got to deal with them. I was in a business, and I got to deal with them this week. And the whole business changed their hours because they thought they were working the millennials too much. So they cut the hours down. And not only did they cut the hours down, they wanted to make sure, because this particular business, it's a car company, this particular business are open on Saturdays, and so instead of them making them work every Saturday, they wanted to give them at least one or two weekends off a month. They had a choice whether or not they actually wanted to come in and do something. If you don't want to come in and do it, you don't have to. Because we don't want to hurt your feelings and cause you to be upset. And it's like, I want to kick some butt. I am sorry, man. But I have such a work ethic and I believe in work. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me, right? It's like, dude. And these guys come up to me, you know, man, it's so hard. And I say, how are you, man? Oh, I'm 21 years old. How old are you? I'm 66. I'll work your butt off. Well, you know, we're not used to that. Well, actually, your mom and dad should be, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I just wanted to, will you all forgive me? Grace, 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 come on, amen. Man, you know, it's so funny because when you lose your father at a very early age, you have no choice if you want to eat, you get better work. But before I lost my father at an early age, I was working, doing something, putting my hand to something. You know, you got to, it's like, are you, man, we just, all right. Yeah, you can give, come on, Tracy's back there going, yeah, amen, God's good. Listen, if you have children, teach them responsibility. Grace teaches. Don't just raise a bunch of heathens. Wild child, amen? You can be free and still be in grace. That's the beauty of grace, right? But you train your children. You train them to be responsible. You train kids, right? You train them that they should work. It's all right if a teenager has a job. It's all right if they pay for their college. It's all right if they move out of the house when they're 21 years old. Please. Please, it's okay, right? They're going to be all right. All right, only temporary. How long is a moment? It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But for a moment worketh for us a far more exceeding eternal weight of glory. While we look at the things which are not seen, but at the things which are Well, we look at the things that are seen, but not the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Things that are seen means comprehended by our physical senses, right? Which can be picked up on in our sensory realm. And these things are what? They are temporal. They're not going to last. They're temporary. Amen? So in the past, how much of the world's problems in the last few years are gone by the wayside? When I was a kid, it was the fear of getting measles or chickenpox. And most of us got it. Right? It's like, hey, right? So then there came H1N1. Temporary. Right? Past. SARS. Oh! Remember that? Temporary. Swine flu, temporary. Russian flu, temporary. Dog flu, cat fever. Wasn't there a song like, cat scratch fever. Yeah, man. All right, listen to me. Bird flu, remember that? Temporary. Y2K, the world's gonna shut down, Y2K, right? All the computers, everything's gonna, temporary. Coronavirus, temporary. Every flu season, you know why there's no flu in the summer? Because viruses can't live in the heat. They don't like heat. Have you ever noticed that? When you get fall, it always gets flu season, winter flu season, right? Summer, there's no flu. We feel great. Temporary. So how much have we bought into the world? How many of you have ever been depressed and you're no longer depressed? Why? Because it was temporary, right? Things change. Things have a way of changing, right? How many of you have ever been broke, but now you're not broke? Why? Because it was temporary. Come on, church. Amen. Things change. Whatever you're going through is subject to change. Amen. Hallelujah. That's why we all laugh at the enemy. Don't let the enemy convince you it's going to be forever. It's temporary. That husband, you know, his quirks, it's temporary. I'm telling you. You're going to get through it, right? That wife, her quirks, it's temporary. You're going to get through it, right? Those kids have been bothering you, it's temporary. I brought you in the world, now I can take you out. It's temporary. No, I'm just kidding out there. Please, you have to be careful what you say, right? So, wow. Subject to change. Sickness in your body, it's temporary. It's temporary. It's subject to change. Amen. It is temporary. Amen. Wow. I don't care what you're going through, it's subject to change. Amen. Wow. You say, well, Lord, I don't know why you put me here on this earth. It's temporary. You're going to find out. Doesn't seem like God answers my prayer. It's temporary. He does answer prayer. Eternal things. Those eternal things in the Word of God are not temporary. Amen? They're eternal. And the internal things will affect the temporary things. I said the eternal things will affect the temporary things. What determines whether a thing is temporary? If it's not absolutely in the Word and truth. If it's not absolutely in the Word and truth. Are you listening to me? Somebody sneeze, better get the stuff out. Wash your hands, brother. Come on, man. Run back there right now, man. You know, so all you around him need to spread apart. Right? I just saw the great Red Sea divide right there, man. Woo! I'm just kidding, man. Give me a few minutes this morning, man. I'm trying to get myself together here. Thank you, Lord. I'm already together in you. Oh, he does help me, honey. You know that. It's temporary, baby. Amen. Here's an example. A doctor says you got cancer. But because that isn't what the Word says, it isn't the truth. It might be a fact, but truth stomps the facts. Because by your stripes, his stripes, you are healed. The truth changes the fact. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? So don't let cancer convince you that it's more powerful than the truth. If you're suffering this morning, remember, it's temporary. It's not going to last. What's last is God's truth. God's truth always lasts. Amen? Be not troubled. So, child of God, although trouble comes, it doesn't have to trouble you. You don't have to be troubled by trouble. You can handle your trouble with the Word of God. As a believer, as an heir of Soterra, amen? You aren't on the same system as the world, but on the system of the Word. Romans 10:8-10. But if we confess with our mouth, put it up this morning. But if we confess with our mouth, Romans 10:8-10. I love this. Amen. Romans 10:8-10. What does the Word say? The Word is near you where? Even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the Word of faith. That's where we live, and that's what we preach, and that's what we say. Amen? That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be soteria. Saved. Salvation means welfare. You're in good welfare this morning. It doesn't mean I'm begging. It means I'm well. Amen? Soteria means I am well. It means prosperity in all areas of life. It means I'm prospering. It means I'm delivered. I'm delivered from sickness and disease, poverty and death. I'm delivered. Hallelujah. It means preservation, that you're going to live long and live strong. Amen. It means salvation, that God saved us. Yeshua HaMashiach gave his life for us. It means safety. I am safety. I'm in safety. All those things. Start calling yourself what you may not be or might may not even feel. You know why God changed Abraham's name to Abram? So that everywhere he went, he was called Abraham, means father of many nations. So everywhere he went, though it hadn't manifested yet, Sarah was calling him father of many nations, father of many nations, father of many nations, father of many nations. Changed her name from Sarai to Sarah, which is princess, young, amen, princess. So everywhere she went, you're a princess, you're a princess, you're a princess. So start calling you what you may not be, start calling what you are according to God's word. Woo! Acts 10:38. Let's close with this morning, all right? Listen, if you're going out to a restaurant today, I've got good news for you. You can get in real early. They don't have limited seating today. It's all open. Just go and enjoy yourself. Amen. They're sanitizing everything. We went out to Chili's yesterday and had a little lunch together, and usually they have ketchup and salt and pepper around. It was gone. You had to ask for it. They'd bring it out to you. They don't want you touching it with somebody else. It's the greatest thing in the world, man. I was like, this is awesome. People are learning to wash their hands after they go to the bathroom. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is awesome. There's some good things, as Holly said, coming out of this, man. Right? Praise God. I mean, it's so good. Man, hallelujah. Cleanest place in the world now, right? And how God anointed. That's you. Turn to somebody and say, that's you. God anointed you. Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. The Holy Spirit and power is upon you. And he went about. And he went about. Don't let this thing affect your daily life and routine. He went about. What a great time for us to go about and minister to that little girl that was full of fear. What a great time to share the good news. You know, God loves you. He's our healer. Not only is he our healer, we believe he's our protector too. Who went about doing good. And you know, Jesus even touched a leper. Touched them. Healed them. Minister to them. Don't be afraid. Walk in your faith. Take your authority. What about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil? For God was, I'm telling you, if God was with him, God is with you this morning. Amen. There's no fear in Jesus Christ today. Don't you be afraid. Amen. You just walk in your peace. Walk in the wisdom of God. Walk in the peace of God. He will tell you exactly where to go, what to do, what to say. Amen. And it is good. Let's stand this morning. Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise today. Amen. He is good. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we can't hold up our hands this morning, so let's do that today. Thank you, Lord. Let's speak out of our mouth today, declare some things. Say, Lord, thank you today, Jesus, that I have no fear, that we walk in peace, any deadly disease, any germ, any virus that comes against this body dies. I am healed, strong, prospering. I go where you tell me to go. I have no fear. I have the peace of God, the shalom of God, because you're so good to me. I manifest in this body the life of Christ, the life of Jesus is oozing out of my veins, out of this body. I have the anointing, the power to get results. In Jesus' name, amen. Bump five people this morning. Tell them you are loved by the Lord, would you? Amen. Find five people and bump them this morning. Come on. I see.